The health and life insurance world is big and confusing. Everybody needs insurance, but it's hard to get it unless you got a guy. And that guy is Antonio Briseño. Antonio's an independent, licensed insurance agent. He's contracted with Health Markets Insurance Agency, and the information he's going to give you is general in nature. It is educational. It is not legal advice. And now, here he is on KRDO News Radio. It's the agent, the guy who gets it done, Antonio Briseño.
Welcome to The Agent with Antonio Briseño. I'm your co-host, Ted Robertson. And as I said so many times before, the insurance system makes all of us crazy. That includes you. And I'm already crazy. You already know that, right, Antonio?
Well, I think I'm right there with you. I mean, we have to be with everything we try to accomplish in one day.
And we get most of it done. The stuff we don't get done is a text we didn't need to send, right? So, which means we're somewhat productive. Anyway, here is Antonio Briseño, the agent in my favorite half hour of the week, the guy who gets things done. He's been in the insurance world for 20 years plus, seen it from the inside out. Is that a Jonah and the whale thing? Did you spit insurance out or did it spit you out? I think you spit insurance out.
I don't know.
I think you ate it and spit it out. That's why you're taking the chaos out of it.
Sometimes it feels like it spit me out.
But you never come out with a mark or a bruise. You're always okay. And that's what you're all about. That's what the agent is all about. Insurance is not a DIY thing. You've got to have an agent to handle this stuff for you. That's why Antonio does what he does. So we're going to do something a little interesting today, a little twist. We're going to offer some people in the listening audience an opportunity. You have a need for people to come in and do some things for you, Antonio. We're going to introduce Linda Sink and talk about her work and how your two worlds mix and mingle together, and the two of you need a little extra paid help. And Antonio, in your own life, you're looking for somebody special as well. Before we get there, let's talk about what we're going to talk about. We're going to save you money today on common products. We're going to help you protect your identity today, right? In the first segment, we'll talk about saving some money. In the second segment, we're going to talk about additional benefits and a thing called adulting. And that's where Linda Sink comes in. Linda's a longtime friend of ours. Good to have you back in the room. It's been a while.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
I can tell. And we see you around. You're usually Wonder Woman at Cosmic Cons and things like that.
I am, yes.
And it's very fitting. Very fitting. Because you're very tall.
Well, yes, and it helps that I wear tall shoes.
It really does. So, Antonio, let's talk first about the fact that in your own world, you've got a wonderful, thriving family, and it's a place in your life now where you need a nanny to come in and help out.
Yeah, we do need some help. But, hey, real quick, can we talk about our favorite worst subject?
No. Let's talk about your nanny first. Then we'll talk about your favorite worst subject.
Well, you know.
I know how anxious you are.
Yes.
We'll get there.
Okay, because, you know, the big annoyance in my life, and I think in all of our lives, you know.
We'll get there.
So, yes. So, yeah, we are trying to fill some positions. It's a little complicated. So if there's anyone out there that has any experience with children, we are looking for a nanny or two nannies, depending on how we split things up. Depending how that works. So there's a bunch of different needs. So call my office, 719-203-6424. If you know anyone or if you are that person, and then we'll tell you what we need. We do have some ads out there also on care.com. And so, hey, give us a call, 719-203-6424.
Perfect. Okay. Introduce Linda, and then let's talk about adulting, and let's talk about what the two of you need as your worlds blend as the way that they do.
Okay.
And another opportunity to offer somebody with some skills out there.
Sure. Well, I honestly don't think she needs any introduction at all in this city because, I mean, she's very well known. If you don't know her, it's, you know, really sad. So, but here is the wonderful Linda Sink. Welcome to have her back.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Hi. Thanks
Talk
for
about
having.
Adulting.
So, okay. So, for to preface adulting, my business partner and I, Brian Swanson, we're networkers in the Colorado Springs community. We do a lot of networking. We're invested with several chambers with different groups. And we stepped back for a little bit. When we came back into the networking world a few weeks ago, we're finding some struggles in the networking community, the solo entrepreneurs trying to connect with small business owners. And so in order to mix things up a little bit and recreate some networking type educational events, I found this thing out there in cyber world called adulting. And long story short, adulting is giving not just the millennials and the Gen Z, but even some of us, I want to say older, I'm not that old, am I?
23, you're
some
not
of
that
us
old.
That are a little older, some help, some hints, some pointers on how to adult, how to buy your first home, how to be financially well, how to build your business in this community or any community with some skill and not be just a fish flapping in the wind.
No stumbling your way through building a business.
Exactly.
And that's what adulting is all about.
Exactly.
Okay, so you and Antonio also are associated in lots of different ways.
Right.
On a business level, you need some help, you two.
Sure.
So we've been talking about different needs. You know, we both have. You know, there's some times that I need a little help in the networking area, maybe going to some events. And then there's also some needs out there that we are looking at a person to kind of promote some other businesses that we both work with. And so we've been thinking, you know, it'd be nice to have someone that actually would work with both of us and kind of give us some help out there in the community.
Kind of like a mini-me is what I'm looking at. I need somebody who can do what I do, say what I say, walk what I walk, have the skill set to be out there shaking a hand with confidence and looking somebody in the eye and saying, hey, I can help you, I can do this, on behalf of myself and on behalf of Antonio here. So we're looking for somebody who is already success-driven, success-minded. They already have a professional background. They already know how to do some of these things, but on our behalf represent the social network of what we're doing and what we're looking for. So does that help?
So sort of like a marketing assistant.
There you go.
And that person will work with both of you and serve and support both of you.
Right, exactly.
Who knows? We might even throw in another person too, but
anyway, okay, so if somebody is interested, tell them how to come and interview with you.
So go ahead and give my office a call. That'd be easier because Linda's always on the run. So it's easier for you to call my office and talk to my staff, and they will get all the information, and we'll go from there. So call 719-203-6424. Once again, that's 719-203-6424.
Perfect. Okay, I'm going to unleash you now. I'm going to unleash the anti-robocall monster now. Go.
All righty. If I've said it once, I've probably said it 50 times by now. The big annoyance is robocalls. And until we stop the robocalls, I am not going to stop. So every week you're going to hear me complain about robocalls. So I also want you to complain as well. So, I'm talking to you in your car, on your couch. You have to be annoyed as much as I am. Because I know I'm not the only one that's getting them. Because it's $46 billion in the United States. So, you have to be affected. There's
$46 billion total robocalls every year.
Yes.
What you're talking about specifically are those annoying robocalls that come from people who are saying they represent the insurance industry and they love you and they have your interests at heart. They want to see that you're protected, and that is anything but the case. $27 billion of those calls come from people who represent, they say, the insurance industry, and that's making you look bad. You can't have that. So your urging is for people not to accept those calls. If they get one of those calls, your urging is for people to call you.
Yes, and it's not making me look bad. What I'm concerned about is you getting taken advantage of. I don't want you to get taken advantage of because you get this phone call and you think this is something that you really want and something you really need, and it ends up being the exact opposite. But I will have to say, I mean, come on. They're all annoying.
Yeah,
they're extremely annoying. So let's stop them. So I think you should complain to your phone carrier. I think you should complain to the attorney general. And on the health side, I think you should complain to the Department of Regulatory Agencies as well and say, hey, look, I'm getting these things all the time. These cannot be all right. I mean, they have to be somewhat fraudulent and see what they do. Please, we all got to stand together and stop these annoying calls.
Okay, I am very happy to say that the temperature went down by about 15 degrees in this room. All right, Antonio and Linda, it's up to the two of you now. You guys are going to save people money right now.
Sure. So Antonio and I work together on several different platforms. For those of you guys who know us, we've kind of been joined at the big toe, I guess you could say, in some of this business. So saving people money, we're talking about your everyday common products in your home or in your back pocket. And for those of you who carry your phone in your back pocket, you know what I'm talking about. So we're talking about saving people money on the essential services that they have every single day that they're working with, and offering another platform, offering another value. So I've been in this community as a business owner for a while. Many people don't know this about me, but I'm a concierge for many different services. I don't put it out there just because I consider myself a problem solver, not one of those people out there throwing things in your face and asking you to do specific things. So, Antonio, I don't know where you want me to go with this, but I don't know if you want me to throw my phone number out there. However, if there's anybody out there that's looking for a reduced rate on any of their products in their home, as far as telecommunications are concerned, as far as their businesses are concerned, many of the things that I'm talking about are in my home. They're in my retail store. They're in my second retail store. And we're able to bring more money and put it back into your pocket just by working with some of these products and services.
Yeah, so real quick, I have been mainly a customer. So as we've been working together for years, I know years, two offices now, and, you know, I'm sure we'll be together on the third office as well. So I've been using these products as well, and they've saved me a great deal. They've helped my business, helped my employees as well. So if you have any questions, we're just here to help you save some money as well. And so give my office a call, 719-203-6424. Once again, that's 719-203-6424. And we'll go ahead and talk to you and get you the right person so we can help you save some money as well, because I know I've saved a ton of money and Linda has as well.
Yeah, putting money back in your pocket is not a bad thing, especially for the retail business owners. Putting money back in your pocket and cutting those overhead costs is something that everybody wants, needs, and uses.
All right, Antonio, coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk about additional benefits on top of saving money along with adulting. We're going to get some businesses feeling good about things. You know, are we saying grow up as an adulting? No, we're saying live a good life. Do things the right way. Learn. Be open-minded. Feed your mind. That's what we're saying. So we will get to that when we come back. It's time for a short break. You're listening to Antonio Bresenti, the agent, and his guest, Linda Sink, all about adulting. This is KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM. Listen to us live online at KRDO.com and get The Agent by podcast 24/7, on demand, totally free. Anytime you want to listen to any of the installments, you can at KRDO.com. Click on radio and select podcast.
Hi, I'm Bill Engvall, and I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, a national organization helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. Mike, the news reports keep saying that the rates might actually be going down.
The cost of many Medicare plans are decreasing this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans, plans that can eliminate your out-of-pocket costs, plans with $0 premium, and even plans that pay you back.
All right, Mike, with the enrollment deadline for Medicare coming soon, what should people keep in mind?
With so many new options, it can be confusing. You can get objective help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more, with lower copays, more choices like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage, and the freedom to see the doctors you choose. Don't miss out on savings you deserve. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, folks, your Medicare is just too important to put off. So call Health Markets today and find out how much you could be saving.
Welcome back. I'm Ted Robertson, co-hosting for Antonio Bresenti, my favorite half hour of the week. I hope it's yours as well. He's the agent. He's the guy who gets things done. And my very good friend, Linda Sink, is picking on me because she says I wince when I say adulting.
Well, you do. Your face looks horrible and your whole body just kind of tenses up.
Wow. Know? Wow.
Jeez.
Really?
Come on, Ted.
AM radio is in black and white. You can't see what I'm doing.
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
Okay.
Well, you know, why weren't we taught some of this stuff? If you know, if you're a millennial, for example, why weren't you taught some of the stuff that people like me and Linda and Antonio know about? We're not that much older, but we're older. In fact, I could be you guys' father, probably.
It's a different generation, you know.
It really is. And different things are passed down in different ways.
Right.
Adulting is all about living a proper adult life.
Right.
It's about being a grown-up. It's not a bad thing.
Well, it's almost, you know, people, when you hear the word adulting, some people think of babysitting, but for adults, right? And that's not what this is. Adulting, what we did last week, Antonio, was, I think, great. It was the first of many to come. I'm considering it an event, but I really think it's where we're going with the future, honestly. You can find the events on Facebook and Meetup. You can go online and find them anywhere you want to. But here in Colorado Springs, we have them downtown. And for those who didn't go, I mean, we had a great time and we learned a lot of information. So it's not just for the millennials. It's not just for Gen Z, but it is for those of us who are above the age of 35-ish. I say that with a cringe.
Good. So, now you're cringing and your face looks horrible.
Look what you did. Look
what
you did.
We're even.
Mm-hmm.
We are so even.
So we're talking about things like first-time home buying, protecting your assets, maybe your future assets, protecting your identity, investing, multiple streams of income, business ownership, home ownership, those types of things. Things that you may not have been taught. And, you know, when I grew up in elementary school, middle school, I was taught, do you know, I'm going to tell you a story. We're going to deviate for a second here, Antonio. Do you know, when I was growing up in middle school and high school, I was taught how to give change out of a cash register by going pennies backwards and through the bills. I went to the grocery store the other day, and this young girl was the cash register. I gave her a dollar bill with some change, and she looked at me with the weirdest face. She's like, I don't know what to do with this. I don't have a calculator. I'm like, really? Who teaches you how to count change? So there you go. That's my example of adulting. So,
well, here's another example for you, too. We have forgotten how to tell time.
Oh, my goodness.
We were raised with the hands of a clock. And, you know, this is not a knock on younger people. It just isn't. It's just you grew up in a digital age, so you don't read the clock. You have a digital readout someplace, and it gives you, you know.
Well, not even that. We were talking about – sorry, Antonio.
We just took over your show. Yeah.
I mean, heck, there's – Let me talk to, we're going to bring up that point, but also let me throw in, since I have younger children going to school right now, did you know they don't even emphasize on writing?
Yeah.
No, they don't.
I mean,
oh my gosh. Cursive is hardly taught in schools anymore. We're lamenting about days gone by. Adulting is all about pulling some of those elements back into your life, because you will actually get through life better and in a better position. In my own world, I've taught my son that the English language is one of the most powerful things there is.
Right.
If you speak it well, if you are able to put cogent thoughts together, if you are able to persuade and influence without aggravating, you will go a long, long way. And indeed, my son has learned that lesson. And this all comes under the heading of adulting.
It
is legitimate.
Yeah.
It is part of this segment
in
our defense, Linda, because poor Antonio standing off to the side. Let's talk about some of the additional benefits that you're offering in addition to the cost savings on things like communication and items for your business.
Right. So through this adulting chapter in our lives, we are now bringing back what has been lost. And we just talked about a few of those things. Handwriting, cursive writing, script writing, it's gone. Telling time, it's gone. And now we're talking about the digital age, the information age on the web. We now have things like cyber threats, cybersecurity. We have cyber warfare. We have all of these things that are happening. So what we're trying to do is, through adulting, bring awareness to the old school, shake a hand, look somebody in the eye, belly to belly, and build a relationship and build your business, versus trying to text to somebody over your phone or on Facebook or Chit Chat or Yik Yak or whatever you guys are. I mean, how many social media platforms are there? So through adulting, we can now look you in the eye, look you in the face with integrity and build a relationship and do business together. So
we should also mention, you know, and if you get a lot of anxiety when you think about that, because some people, they love the new age where they don't have to see anybody.
Right.
You know, we can even do a mini part where I help people relax.
We'll go take your yoga classes,
yeah.
Antonio. Okay.
Meditation.
Oh, my bad.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll meditate on that. However, so getting back to the adulting, it's usually a 2 or 3 hour segment. We've got networking on the front end where you are shaking somebody's hand, giving them your business card, and telling them what you do. Then we sit down for three or four segments of information. So, for example, this past week, Antonio did a 15-20 minute segment about healthcare wellness. What do you need to know about open enrollment and what's coming up, right? So that's what we talked about through his segment. We had an investment segment about how to invest your money smart, set something up for your future, for your retirement, maybe a college fund for your kids. And then we had one of our cybersecurity experts that's actually here at Air Force Space Command come out and talk about cybersecurity, how to protect your identity, how to protect yourself from phishing and synthetic identity. Ted, did you know this? If somebody got a hold of your medical records, they could change your eye color, change your hair color, and give you cancer.
Yes, I was aware of that, and it is happening.
Right. Well, I apologize. I did not know it was happening. To you, or do you just know that it's happening?
No, it happens.
Okay, yeah.
So if you talk to the guys who operate deeply inside the cyber world, they know that it happens. And there are doctors in the world that are so far out of compliance with requirements that, in one case, 125,000 medical records on the internet, wide open.
Crazy.
And you can steal that stuff. You can co-opt those identities, and you can change things.
Right. And it's a pain in the butt to get it back. It costs thousands of hours, thousands of dollars, if you can get it back. And it ruins your life. It ruins your taste for life. It's just
so
horrible.
Spending some time in an adulting setting offers this kind of benefit, this kind of information, the benefit of this kind of information.
Exactly.
Gets you more well-rounded, opens up your eyes, gives you a sense for pitfalls and places to watch out for and other places to sort of gravitate towards.
Right.
And you're networking at the same time.
Exactly. So now you can help each other, protect each other, defend each other, look out for each other via social media or whether you're doing face-to-face networking and marketing. Does that make sense?
Makes sense to me. It was a great time. So yeah, I had a lot of fun. It's always a pleasure to be able to educate and to give information because, you know, we want to educate people so that we can remove one thing, you know, besides robocalls, you know, you know, but the Ted, one of the things we've talked about for the longest time is that guy.
Don't
or
be
that girl.
Guy. Don't
so
be that person.
We talked about that guy and that girl at the event as well. And so, you know, we want to remove that. We don't want you to be that guy. And if you don't know who that guy is,
that guy.
Then you're setting yourself up to be
you
that
might be
guy
that
or
guy.
Girl. Yeah.
Right. You know, check back our podcast and you can find that guy.
That's the one who went wandering around with blinders on through life, didn't want to mess around with insurance, got himself into trouble one day. Or Antonio, your favorite example is how horrible driving is to do around here. Got himself crunched on I-25, finds out he's not covered.
And now he might have got his identity stolen.
Yeah, don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy. So if you are looking for the next adulting session, meetup, networking thing, we've already scheduled it. It's on Facebook out there for you. Just Google adulting, A-D-U-L-T-I-N-G, for those of you who still don't know how to spell.
And don't wince when you say it.
Right.
So or November, your age.
I believe it's November 7th, 6 to 8 p.m. It might run a little late. It just depends on how well the fluids are flowing.
So November 6 to 8 p.m., and what's the location, Linda?
It'll be downtown at the 365 Grand Club. It's 31 North Tejon Street, right on top of the famous.
Perfect. Yep.
Yep. And if you have any questions, you can call my office since we're involved. You can call the number 719-203-6424. Once again, that's 719-203-6424. And we will give you additional information and tell you also how not to be that guy.
We're also looking for speakers. So if you have value to add to this event, if you have something that you would like to convey to the world or Colorado Springs in a 15-20 minute segment, again, call Antonio. Let us know who you are, what you have, so we can put you in front of a room full of people who are looking to better their lives and maybe some of their kids and their future kids as well.
A chance to give back, a chance to network, a chance to reap some of the benefits of adulting. I love the concept. I love that you guys are in this together. I particularly love the idea that this program has been devoted to offering opportunity for people. First of all, a nanny that you need, and then the two of you want to hire somebody who can be something of a marketing executive for you, somebody who can go out and be the face of your companies and represent you in service and support of the business community, because it's how you guys live your lives. Now is adulting.
Yes.
You're also saving people money.
That's right.
You guys are just resources and opportunities today. I think that's a wonderful thing.
Well, we're happy to be here and happy to serve. So, yeah.
So go ahead, Antonio. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, that's the whole purpose of this show. You know, the whole reason we created the show was to provide education to the community so they knew what they needed to do. And what we've also grown this show to be is to give you other information. So that's why we brought in so many guests. So, like, we've had Dr. Tischel on, and he gave information about the medical field and things you need to be aware of. Our goal is to educate, and it's not just insurance. So it's many things. You know, that's why we rant about the robocalls. That's why we rant about highway deaths. And if I remember correctly, the sign I saw today was 423. I mean, that's insane and ridiculous. So, you know, we want to be a resource. We want to be helpful. We are here to educate and help you. That's our purpose.
Antonio, your number?
719-203-6424.
And somebody who wants to be engaged in adulting can call that number, or who has an interest in becoming a marketing person for you, or who can be a nanny for you. So, yeah, again, opportunity, saving money, and benefits, adulting. Good stuff. You guys are awesome. Antonio, what's coming up on the show next week?
So next week, we are going to have a great person. She has helped me a great deal. That is Brandy Johnson, the broker manager for Humana. And I have done a lot of work with her. She helps me immensely with my clients, to helping them with issues and educating me as well, keeping me informed on all the different changes with Humana as well. So you don't want to miss this show. She's amazing, and lots of great information.
Takeaways from today: don't accept robocalls. If you get one, you call Antonio, the anti-robocaller. 203-6424. Linda, final thoughts. You get the last word today.
Oh, I get the last word. Great. So for those of you who know me, find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, TikTok, Chick Chat, Yik Yak, and whatever else you want
to
find.
Oh, so there is a Yik Yak.
There
I
is
thought
a
that was something
no,
you made
No, it's for
up.
Real. It's for real.
Okay. All right.
I'm happy to talk to you. I'll have a cup of coffee and talk, but I'm always available as Wonder Woman if you'd like me to come to your school. I'm happy to meet the children and have a good time. I am here to give back to the community and help you guys in any way I can.
Antonio Briseño, the agent, and Linda Sink, another kind of agent. You guys are awesome. If you have questions or comments, you want to set an appointment because you need insurance, or just have what you have reviewed to make sure it is right for you, or to explore possibilities and options, 719-203-6424 is the number to call. If Antonio cannot personally answer your call, one of the members of his team or he will get back to you if you leave a voicemail. The most important thing you can do is make an appointment with the agent. Get in front of Antonio, get to know him, and learn. It does not cost you anything. The agent doesn't charge. Thank you all for listening. That's it for this edition of The Agent with Antonio Briseño, the guy, your guy, who gets things done. Join him Saturday mornings at 11:30 here on KRDO News Radio. Listen live at KRDO.com and on demand anytime at KRDO.com. Select radio and click on podcast.
You've been listening to Antonio Briseño, the agent. If you don't got a guy who gets it done, you got one now. The agent has everything you need to know and the place you need to go to get health and life insurance. Saturday mornings, 11:30, only on KRDO News Radio.